This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. A stirring is upon the earth, a remembrance rising from the dust of centuries. Israel, scattered and long-burdened, is beginning to feel the pull of something ancient, something true. It's a turning away from the fleeting illusions of Babylon, a shedding of the synthetic garments of exile, and a reclaiming of the woven strength of our covenant identity. We've chased shadows for too long, adorned ourselves with the disposable, believing it was progress while it was, in truth, a severing. Look around, truly see what surrounds you. How much of your life is rooted in the breath of Yahuwah, born of the earth, crafted with intention? Too little. We've embraced the artificial, the easily produced, the fleeting. And in that embrace, we've forgotten the language of holiness, the whispers of separation. The very fibers we clothe ourselves with declare our allegiance. Do they speak of the Garden of Eden's promise or the cold, relentless factories of Edom? The prophets spoke of this, of a people clothed in righteousness, woven into the fabric of covenant, and within that covenant a clear decree, separation. The prohibition against Sha'atnez, the mixing of linen and wool, isn't a quaint rule about textiles. It's a primal echo of holiness, a demand that Israel be distinct. It's a boundary marker defining who we are in relation to those who do not know Yahuwah. And that principle extends beyond the literal threads to the very spirit we allow to interweave with our own. Are we interwoven with the values of Edom, the materials of their dominion, the very spirit of those who stand against the Most High? But there is a remedy, a return. Linen from the flax plant is a gift from the earth. It breathes, it endures, it remembers. It speaks of a connection to the soil, to the seasons, to the rhythms of Yahuwah's creation. It wasn't coincidence that the Kohanim, the priests who ministered before the Almighty, were clothed in linen. It wasn't chance that the tabernacle, the dwelling place of the Shekinah, was draped in linen, a testament to the sacredness of the natural world, a visible symbol of Israel's covenant with Yahuwah. This isn't mere nostalgia, a romantic longing for a simpler time. It's a prophetic sign, a thread pulled taut in the tapestry of restoration. We are witnessing a reawakening, a turning back to foundational practices. Gardens are being tended, hands are learning the ancient arts of weaving, and a quiet revolution is taking root, a reclaiming of our ancestral skills, a reconnection to the earth that sustains us. It's a preparation, a strengthening for the task that lies ahead. And as the earth yields its bounty, as the heavens themselves seem to echo with a celestial shofar, the dismantling of Edom's iron grip accelerates. Look at the corrosion of their power structures, the crumbling of their dominion. The iron they forged, the empires they built, are rusting from within, their foundations cracking under the weight of their own wickedness. Yahuwah is overturning their will, revealing their lies and exposing their deceit. The prophecies are unfolding before our eyes. Consider the words of Yeshikel speaking of Edom's fate. I will make their mountains a desolation and their valleys a wasteland, and their land will be a terror and a reproach. Yeshikel 35:5. The signs are clear. The decay of their influence, the unraveling of their narratives, the exposure of their corruption. This is not a moment for complacency, but for vigilant watchfulness. And within this unfolding drama, Israel is being refined, purified, woven together with the thread of righteousness. The prophets spoke of a time when justice and peace would flourish, when the nations would beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Micah 4:3. This isn't a utopian fantasy, but a promise rooted in covenant, a vision of a restored Israel dwelling in security and abundance. It requires a deliberate act of separation, a purification of heart and mind, a commitment to living in accordance with the Torah. The weaving of righteousness in linen, it's a metaphor for this process, a symbol of the intentionality required to rebuild a life founded on truth and holiness. It's a call to return to the ancient ways, to reconnect with the earth, and to embrace the covenant that Yahuwah has made with his people. The heavens roar, the shofar sounds, and Israel awakens. The garden awaits. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.